Chapter 7, Eliza's First Outing. Eliza worked with Professor Higgins for hours every day, learning to speak the English language the way a lady would speak it.
Oh!
No. Oh! Round your lips, dear.
Higgins made Eliza repeat the same vowel sounds over and over again.
Say that again.
Until she was exhausted, while he kept striding about the room restlessly.
Stop and say it again!
Higgins would say, roaring with anger.
I can't!
Eliza would insist. It was hard work, and Eliza often became frustrated and angry, shouting at Professor Higgins and refusing to speak any more. The professor was not always kind to poor Eliza. He often insulted her and upset her even more. If it hadn't been for the reassuring and gentle colonel, Eliza would have run back into the street. However, one day, Professor Higgins decided that it was time to test Eliza by introducing her to some upper-class people. His mother often invited this sort of people to her home for afternoon tea and conversation. The professor decided that this afternoon, Eliza would be one of his mother's guests, and he set off for her house. He arrived early in order to tell his mother about his plan. Mrs. Higgins was not pleased to see him.
What are you doing here, Henry?
She asked.
Go home at once. You know this is the day when I invite people to tea.
Yes, I know, Mother, said Higgins. This is why I have come.
But you mustn't stay,
cried Mrs. Higgins.
I'm serious. You offend all my friends, and then they never want to visit me again.
Nonsense,
cried Higgins.
I know I'm not good at small talk, but people don't mind. Anyway, I've got a job for you. I've picked up a girl. She's coming to see you.
Oh, Henry,
gasped Mrs. Higgins.
Do you mean that you've fallen in love? At last?
No, Mother, said Higgins bluntly. I can't be bothered with young women who hardly resemble you. This girl is a project. She's a common flower girl. I've picked her off the street.
And you invited her to my at-home day?
Mrs. Higgins cried in despair.
Don't worry, said Higgins. I've taught her to speak properly, and I've told her only to talk about the weather and everybody's health. It will be quite safe.
Oh, Henry, how could you be so silly?
Listen, Mother.
Higgins went on impatiently.
I've got a bet with Pickering that I can make this girl into a lady in 6 months and convince everyone that she's a duchess. Her English is almost as good as your French.
This is satisfactory,
said Mrs. Higgins, a bit reassured.
Well, it is, and it isn't,
said Higgins.
What does that mean?
His mother asked, becoming alarmed again.
Well,
said Higgins,
she pronounces all her words properly. The trouble is, you have to think not only about how a girl pronounces words, but also what words she pronounces.
No sooner had he finished his sentence than the maid announced that Mrs. Higgins' guests had arrived.